212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Nerd chat. So this is where we cover off a bit of tech news, and I love a good tech story.
Don't you?
But I do need you to keep me in check, because if I nerd out too much, mm-hmm. it can get a bit boring. I understand that.
I only really like tech that really is going to, add a little bit extra to my life, make my life a little bit easier, so I don't get too caught up on all the...
Two of the little nitty-gritty details.
You know, how it all works kind of thing. Mm. No, just how much does it cost, take my money kind
okay.
of thing.
So if I do nerd out too much, this is what you hear.
Nerd!
But if I am very impressive...
Wow.
I feel like it's going to be a lot of...
Wow.
Well, it was a lot of wow last time we did this.
Yeah.
But this morning, it could be a little bit of both, because I found something incredibly cool, right? You know how smartphones are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger now, right?
Yeah.
Samsung have just released or just announced a smartphone that is huge. It's like an iPad mini, right?
Okay, describe huge.
It's like an iPad mini.
Oh, yeah, of course you just said
It's
Shut up, Jules.
But the cool thing is, if you're going, oh, how am I going to control that? Like, I don't want to hold a tablet up to the side of my head when my phone calls.
Yeah.
No stress. It folds in half.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, WTF?
Yes.
How?
It folds. So they have created
a folding screen
that you... So it's got a screen on the back.
Oh.
So you've got like a normal phone, and then you fold it out and it becomes twice as wide.
Like a flip phone? Or like the screen actually folds? I just can't wrap my head around this.
No, the screen actually folds in the middle. I'm going to put a photo up on our
Instagram. This cannot be real.
No, genuinely. You have to see it to believe it. But straight down the middle of the phone, the screen folds in half. And it is just remarkable.
What's the back of the screen a phone look like?
It's got a little screen on the back so that when you fold it in half, it's still a phone on the front.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
This just seems a little bit too unbelievable.
I know. When I read it this morning, I was like, oh my gosh, I heard that they were working on these. Apparently, it took them 6 years to get it right.
I'm just a little bit like, but they can't make... Look how many screens are smashed around the world, yeah. right? They can't even make an unsmashable phone.
I wonder whether this one is less smashable because it's foldable. But so you get a 4.6-inch display on the front.
No!
And a 7.3-inch display on the back.
No!
How much?
We don't have an Australian price yet, but the American price
is
just under 2,000 US.
Oh,
wow.
So, yeah,
okay.
It is a lot.
Oh, sorry, wrong button there.
No!
But it is, it's one of the most powerful phones. Like, it's the same as a tablet, really. Like, you're going to be able to do all of that tablet kind of stuff, but in a phone.
Thinking like just folding your phone up, putting it in your back pocket, like it just doesn't make sense at all.
It's just, it's crazy. They also went through and they released a whole bunch of other stuff, like the Galaxy S10 and Galaxy.
No!
Anyway, that's enough. Look, it's a little bit out of my price range at the moment. I mean, who's even buying Samsung these days?
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.